Here on Dogs by Nature, we are joined by a fantastic Cleveland Brown, one of the greatest Cleveland Browns of all time. And now he's doing many different things, and he's just got a few minutes to carve out here for us here on Dogs by Nature. Joe Thomas, what's going on, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream here. Let's get this thing started. You got a pretty cool thing going on here today.
Yeah, man. It's a great day here for me in Nashville. I feel like a kid in the candy store here. I'm with USAA. And Chris Young going to be spending some time with members of the military at a really cool salute to service event where the great country music star Chris Young is going to be playing a private set for about 100 members of the military. Myself, I don't know how I got into it, but and we're going to do a Q&A, and then USA and Chris Young are going to kick off his Raised on Country tour today, and there's a big announcement how at each stop along Chris Young's tour, he's going to have some really special opportunities provided by USAA for members of military and their family. And so it's a really special day. It's really cool, and I feel really humbled and blessed that I'm given an opportunity to be all a part of this. And it's the first day of the NFL draft here, so a lot of stuff going on in Nashville, pretty cool, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And of course, it's interesting that you're at this NFL draft when you skipped your own NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of participating when I'm actually involved, but I love just riding the coattails when really cool stuff happens, like this awesome Chris Young concert.
Now, looking back on it, are you glad that you skipped your own draft?
You know, I'm not a guy that really looks back on things and says, oh, I wish I would have done this or that. But when I do look back on my draft day, I think how much fun I had and how much enjoyment I got out of spending it with my dad, being out on the water, having a little bit less stress than those guys that put the suits on and got to walk across the stage in New York. And I can honestly say, I don't ever remember a moment in my life where I said, boy, I wish I would have been in New York to give Roger Goodell a hug, the guy that I've never met in my entire life, and the guy who is going to be negotiating against the players to try to take money away from him in the next CBA. So for me, it was an easy decision at the time, and I've never regretted it for a moment. And honestly, when other players that are going through the draft process talk to me about it, I say, why would you go to the draft? Spend it with your family. You know, things are going to get crazy very, very soon after you get drafted. You're going to be whisked away to whatever city drafts you. You're going to go right and do media and mini camps and OTAs, and pretty soon before you know it, the season is going to be there. And you're not going to have a lot of time to spend with your friends and family. So take advantage. This is probably your last time for at least 9 months to really spend quality time with your family. Don't waste it. Putting the suit on and walking across the stage to give Roger a hug.
Well, speaking of free time, you got plenty of it. How's retired life treating you?
Hey, it's been awesome. I really enjoyed being able to reconnect with my kids and to be able to actually do a lot of media stuff. I never really expected to get into the media after my career was over.
Well, you're fantastic at it, by the way.
Well, hey, I do appreciate that. Here's your $20 bill. but no, I really enjoyed that. I've got the podcast with Andrew Hawkins that I really enjoy doing it. So I feel really lucky to be able to kind of stumble into doing something that I get paid, and I really love doing it. It keeps me around football, keeps me around the Browns, get an opportunity. Actually, tonight I'm flying into Cleveland and doing some of the draft work with them, and tomorrow I'm going to break bread with some of my teammates in Berea at the facility. So all in all, it's a pretty awesome week, and it's kind of surreal for me that this is happening in retirement.
And good for you, man. I mean, I as a Browns fan, it kills me. Man, I wish you were a part of this team. I know you're still around the team and everything like that, but looking back, I know you talked about your body kind of breaking down. Do you wish you maybe given it maybe another shot, or are you just happy to be done with it where you did?
You know, it's funny. The conversations that I had with my wife my last couple years in the NFL, I actually did give it one more year. So after my 10th season, I struggled so much to get through that season with all the different shots and injections and the times they had to drain my knees just to get me to get out there on Sunday and play. I mean, I was so banged up I couldn't practice. I know I got teased a lot by that from members of the media and my teammates. I couldn't even watch practice because my knees and my back were so bad I couldn't stand around for more than 30 minutes. So I would basically just swim to get conditioning, and I'd watch the film, and I'd be in the game plan meetings. And so after my 10th season, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to give it one more year, and I'm just going to go until the wheels actually fall off. And sure enough, I think it was like week seven, and my out of all the things that hurt on my body, my elbows felt great. And then I tear my tricep tendon, and at that point I knew that there was just no chance for me to be able to continue anymore. And I think back like this: if for the Browns asked me to come back for year 12, I probably. If I would have come back, I probably would have gotten injured right when they actually needed me for once. And so that would have been the biggest disappointment of all time, was finally during a playoff run or during a big game, I'm actually needed. And I can't be out there, and I think that would have been probably more devastating than anything.
Well, Joe, I can't thank you enough as a Browns fan, man. You went out there, you gave it your all, even when you didn't really have to. And again, I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I know a lot of Browns fans feel the same way.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you having me on, and excited to watch and see what the Browns do this weekend.